Climate Justice Collective, SUPNA South Asian Climate Solidarity, released a report late last year looking into the need to diversify narratives around the climate movement by speaking with and foregrounding the stories of several Australian climate activists from South Asian backgrounds. Author of the report and climate researcher and activist Dr. Ruchira Talukdar speaks with The Wire about the significance of this kind of research and what migrant perspectives beyond tokenization can bring to the climate justice movement. Dr. Talukdar begins by summarizing the findings of the report.
The first set of findings, why they join climate activism and what is the idea of climate justice, that kind of correlates with the first set of interviewees, because, you know, kind of it talks about what values they bring. This is the same as what values the others brought, you know, to think about whether climate action is relevant for them or not. And there's a similarity there, because these values, such as, you know, basically talk like where they come from. There is an account of having grown up in rural Botswana where there was a coal mine, you know, and it was understood that there will be pollution. It's understood that you're going to be covered in kind of coal dust. So then coming to Australia and then living in Western Sydney and experiencing extreme heat and connecting those two places. So basically they bring values of understanding how environmental damage and climate change is actually kind of creating worse problems in the parts of the world that their families come from than here, because people are not able to cope. And though that's so, they fundamentally bring values of social justice. And they look at this issue through a social justice lens, even before coming to the movement. Now, the second stories around their experiences and challenges in being visible and having their stories represented in the climate movement, that's the meat of the report in a way. That gives us the most number of insights. So we essentially wanted to talk about the fact that, look, these are experiences and insights coming from young South Asian activists, and we need to understand the implications of these experiences for the entire movement, not just the youth movement. So the second set of experiences is actually the meat of the report. And there are many, many, many categories in that story. One is about what places matter. And that came out the most strongly, as one quote in the report about why should only white people's places matter? Why did my peer, a white young climate activist who should know better, you know, why did she say that Western Sydney is not important? Do only white people's places matter? Does only the beach matter? So on and so forth. So that was the meat of the report in terms of highlighting how when they negotiated a white climate movement space, the kinds of experiences they had where their idea of climate justice did not get the space they thought it needed. And that, in a way, highlighted systemic issues and issues of perception in a white climate space.
There is a third set of stories and findings that Ruchira speaks to on the importance of bringing family along, and these can be found in the report online at sapnasolidarity.org, spelled S-A-P-N-A Solidarity. But here's what Dr. Talukdar has to say about coming together to make a stand for First Nations justice.
So that would be an area of work and collaboration that also has to be built up parallelly. It's not one or the other, it's both. So first is to be able to showcase and tell a South Asian story and why that matters in the Australian climate movement. The other element is about how an emergent kind of, you know, diaspora network like SUPNA South Asia Climate Solidarity grow critical solidarity alliances and give support to First Nations, Indigenous climate justice, and also Pacific climate justice. And we are only starting to have these conversations now. First, it was about we exist, but the report and SUPNA, you know, our principles are grounded in acknowledging that we live on, you know, first of all, that we live on unceded land, and that we also benefit kind of being privileged migrants to to a land where settler colonialism persists.
Finally, I was also really interested, and this has been said a lot by other activists as well, at the end of towards the end of your report, where you talk about Australia's role in worsening climate change and how this impacts the global south. Could you maybe talk briefly on what you think Australia's role is?
There are many dimensions to kind of global north, first world countries' responsibilities towards the whole world for climate action. And what the climate movement does is focus on one very critical part, but it's focusing on Australia stopping its coal exports. There are many other dimensions. For example, Australia pulled out of the Green Climate Fund a while ago. This was under the Liberal government, but that's not something the climate movement looks at all. The Green Climate Fund is supposed to fuel investments in clean technologies across the world in places that most need it. So that's one aspect. And there are many other aspects of the kinds of energy Australia wants to kind of export. And a lot of that is also focused around and packaged, narrativized as, kind of giving green and clean technology to countries who need it for climate change adaptation, mitigation, and so on and so forth. So it's important to cast an eye on Australia and its footprint in the rest of the world, its neighbors, Southeast Asia and South Asia, but also the whole world and the global South, and the kinds of responsibilities Australia is taking and should be taking more of. That work is done in fragments by maybe some aid and development organizations like Oxfam and others, but that also needs to come into the ambit of climate advocacy work that a network like SAPNA does, because we are looking at the global north and south.
Dr. Ruchira Talukdar ending the story there on a report she authored called Why North-South Intersectionality Matters in Climate Activism as part of the climate justice collective SAPNA South Asian Climate Solidarity. The full report and more information can be found at www.sapnasolidarity.org, and that's SAPNA spelled SAPNA.